So this is a summary in English that our life is flowing all the time like a river, never stops, so we can never think that we have accomplished enough and we can take a rest, because if we stop our efforts, we don't actually stop. It's like a river. We just keep flowing downwards. So the important principle is that we develop love and interest in learning and developing ourselves as human beings, because everything in our life can be a cause of suffering. So it's like, I was saying, it's like a snake. Everything is like snakes or snake. You know, snakes are fine. They're not angry or vicious creatures, but if you tread on a snake or you pick up a snake in the wrong way, the snake will bite you. It's just its nature. And everything in our life is the same. If we lack wisdom and understanding and we approach things in the wrong way, they will bite us. So when in Buddhism, when you see sometimes it says life is suffering, that's not a very good way of explaining the point. The Buddha said is life can be suffering or will be suffering whenever you lack wisdom and understanding. So we need to develop this wisdom and understanding in four areas. First area is our relationship to the material world, how we relate to our bodies, how we relate to food, to exercise, to work, how we relate to technology, how we relate to possessions, how we relate to money, how we relate to the natural world. All these different kinds of relationship, if we lack wisdom, they'll bite us and we'll suffer. If we don't know how to treat our bodies intelligently, we have a lot of suffering with our health and our bodies. If we don't know an intelligent way to relate to our possessions, to technology, to the world, then we will suffer. If we're intelligent with wisdom and restraint and understanding and kindness and compassion, then we can live in this world without suffering. Just as some monks or people who live in the forest, so many wild animals, but they live safely in the forest because they know the correct way to live. And the second area is our relationship with the social world. How do we relate to our parents, our family, our friends, our teachers, the community, the society in which we live? So if we lack wisdom and understanding and compassion, then our relationship with our other human beings is a cause of great suffering. But it doesn't have to be if we train ourselves, if we develop wisdom and understanding. Next thing is our moods and our feelings. If we don't know how to take care of our mind, then the negative feelings of anxiety and guilt and fear and tension and depression and anger and so on can easily take over our minds. And the good qualities, the wise habits won't arise in our minds. So this is the other area of study and education and development, learning how to deal with our own minds and to reduce and eliminate the negative qualities in our mind and to produce and to nurture and develop the positive qualities. Then the last area is the area of thinking and understanding, learning how to use our minds well, learning how to think well, to think creatively, to think critically, to know how to analyze, to know how to investigate, to know how to make good decisions. So many thinking skills to develop. And then finally, the highest kind of skill is learning how to go beyond thinking and to develop the peace and the wisdom that comes from meditation. So all these different areas of our life we need to take interest in and be devoted to. This is the end of the talk today.